Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batson with my good colleague, Benham Bentalibo, senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Not war fighting, certainly not existential threat, but the campus anti-Semitism this springtime has been especially challenging for American analysts because it's so at odds with the history of America. Benham, the mullahs, these are not well-educated men, and they live in an apocalyptic bubble. How is it that they're presenting the campus anti-Semitism to their own people on their propaganda?
Oh, my goodness. The government of the Islamic Republic and its affiliated media organizations have a long and rich history, I should remind the audience, of magnifying any scale of protest inside the West. In fact, they're much better about doing it than we should be about doing it vis-a-vis them, and using it as a vector to paint the society against the state and to show the state as corrupt and incompetent. I will point the audience towards the Wall Street protests, if they can even remember that. Back in 2011 or 2012, if I'm not mistaken, in New York City, protests around Zuccotti Park, and I think then Mayor Michael Bloomberg and NYPD dispersed vis-a-vis horses into that park. This was wall-to-wall coverage in Iranian papers, and particularly ultra-hardline papers. And this was seen as almost a manifestation of one of Khomeini, the founding father of the Islamic Republic, one of his comments about the decline of the others, or of the East and the West, because Khomeini famously invited the leader of the Soviet Union to embrace Islam, and when he didn't, you know, the Soviet Union collapsed shortly thereafter. And then Khomeini had similarly talked about the need for the liberal Western order to embrace Islam, and if they didn't, that they would soon collapse. Iranian ultra-hardliners, speaking of said apocalyptic lens, have seen any of these societal and state pressures, which are organic in a diverse representative democracy like the U.S., as manifestations or proofs of that Khomeini claim that the liberal Western order is collapsing. They see multipolarity as one of these examples. They see the state-society divide in the U.S. as one of these examples. But they are making a mountain into a molehill. And in the current round of anti-Israel activity you see across various university campuses across America, as well as the very unhelpful, dog-whistle-y, dangerous things you hear from some folks on the far progressive left flank of the Democratic Party and even beyond the Democratic Party, the regime is indeed magnifying these voices as the voices of the innocent and showing the establishment and the center left and the center right as cracking down on it, even though the government of the Islamic Republic has cracked down routinely on student protesters, university protesters, for as long as it's been in power, but particularly since 1999, and definitely since 2009, and definitely since 2017, 18, 19, 20, and then again with the Gen Z-led protests of 2022 after the Woman Life Freedom Movement started, when the regime killed a 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman named Mahsa Amini. So this, in my view, is the height of hypocrisy. It is the height of chutzpah for the regime in Iran to be magnifying this and using them as vectors to try to divide American society and the state, and to be able to claim to stand with students and protesters when in reality you have Iranians with real views, diametrically opposed views to the stated policies of the government of the Islamic Republic, being shot, being tortured, being killed, being subject to the injustice system, not the justice system, the injustice system of the government of the Islamic Republic for so long now, and their voice is not being heard and amplified. So one can have their views on, you know, useful idiots. One can have their views on, you know, extreme free speech versus hate speech. I'm not going to wade into any of that, but I'm simply going to tell you, when Americans fight, and when they stand with our adversaries love to magnify these conflicts, to turn us against each other. Because when the left and the right, when the voices of freedom and the voices of care fight, those who suffer are Americans, and those who win are the adversaries of the United States of America, chief amongst them the government of the Islamic Republic. And I would not be surprised if Russian or Chinese outlets, particularly with their orientation and disposition, would not be magnifying these issues as well.
Ben and Ben Talibu, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.